That's Marquis Tolliver. And not too long ago, he was busking in New York City. You could hear his soulful voice and violin on the street corners of Brooklyn. Now, Tolliver has a new album. It's called Land of Canaan, and he is touring around the world. Tolliver brought his violin when he joined us here in our studios, and he took us back to where his love affair with the instrument began, in a fifth grade music class in Daytona Beach, Florida.
There were just tons of instruments, and basically you had to run to that seat with whatever instrument was in there, and that's what instrument you would play for the year.
So you could have run to the seat with the oboe.
I was just flabbergasted by the fact that there were like cellos and violas. And up until that point, I had only seen them in pictures. In my old school, on the wall, you know, like the cutout of the violin and the word violin. Uh-huh. In the fifth grade, that was when I was like, yeah. Huh. Yeah, that's the thing I want to do. Because I knew that I wanted to be a singer. And then picked up the violin and I didn't really know how to fuse the two at that point.
So you got all this training. And fast forward a little bit, you start taking your music to the street.
Yeah.
There is a lot of anonymity mm-hmm. in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that's liberating in some ways as a musician and also quite humbling. I mean, people are just walking by you, I imagine.
Yeah. I tend to survey the area, like hang around for at least 30 minutes and just watch what's going on.
What are you looking for when you're surveying?
I don't really know. It's just a feeling. Because if it's gray outside, I won't play because I'm inspired by the atmosphere and the sun and the weather and the birds and like trash flying around and me playing along to that. So if it's cold outside, then I really won't do it. It's kind of like a groundhog seeing his shadow or something.
So can I put you on the spot a little bit? I realize we're in a studio. We're not out on the street corner. But can you give me a sense of maybe that scene you described, that intersection? Give me a sense of something you might play on a day like that.
Let's see. I guess it will usually start with me doing a pizzicato type of thing. And then I would start humming, like a... And then just continue like that. And then if someone pays attention, then I keep going, you know?
Is that how it works? Someone will make a little eye contact yeah. with you and you'll know. Oh.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I can keep going now. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to blow out your voice. I mean, it's nice to play to the earth, but after a while, it's like, my belly is hungry. So
how did you, maybe it wasn't a decision, but it is pretty unique, your sound. I mean, you're taking this very classical instrument and your classical training.
Yeah.
And you're putting on top of it this layer of really smooth, lovely R&B sounds.
Mm.
Was that just a natural union for you?
I don't think it was intentional. It was just something that I was hearing around me, whether it be like a Whitney Houston song that has string parts in it, or it be like a Isley Brothers or a Roberta Flack song. There are always string parts associated with rhythm and blues, especially with the Motown era. So I guess it was just me reaching out for something that was a bit dormant.
I wonder if you could pick a song off of the album that was perhaps a little more complicated to build and kind of walk us through how you created the architecture. What do you start with in terms of laying down the violin parts first or the song or the lyrics first?
Well, there's a song entitled Stay and there's a theme, the... that thing that happens, it's from Bach's Three Sonatas and Three Partitas for solo violin. And so I took that excerpt, the dun dun do do dee da da da. And then we put drums on top of it. And then I started singing.
When you speak, my heart is soothed, our minds become one. Constantly I breathe you in for me of the sun. Don't want an illusion and have you walk on by. If this is a dream, then please don't wake me up. Won't forget that you are the start of love. Don't want to just lose you and have you walk on by.
So I think that's one of the ways I created the album Land of Canaan, just through classical content and my own longing for something, a new sound.
Oh, baby, please stay. This
Let's play another song off the album.
Yeah.
This track is called Control. It's a lovely throwback to Motown in there.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
That come together?
Well, the little excerpt that we did here was written by Ashford and Simpson, and we got in touch with their camp and asked if we would be able to use it. And, you know, I had to pay a certain amount of money for it.
Yeah.
We got to use the Ain't No River Wide, No Valley Low Enough to keep me from getting to you in my bridge for my debut album.
That's pretty cool.
It is kind of groovy, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm just used to making songs on my laptop and, like, sampling things, and I actually got to use one of them, so that was pretty, like, humbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any part of you that misses the anonymity of busking on a street corner?
No way.
You make me wanna say, ooh.
Marquise Tolliver, his new album is called Land of Canaan. He joined us in our studios in Washington. Marquise, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for, like, allowing me here.
I'd love if you could just play us a song off the new album. What song comes to mind?
So, this song is Magic Look.
Baby, it's a magic look, look, look. You give me changing the way I feel. Baby, it's a
Marquise Tolliver performing in studio. His new album is Land of Canaan. You can hear the full version of Magic Look on our website, npr.org.
Baby, I want you to know you're the one that I hold close to my heart forevermore.
This is Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton and produced by Peter Breslow, Chris Benderev, Caitlin Dickerson, Tom Dreisbach, Nayantara Mukherjee, and Hans Anderson, Acacia Squires, and Sarah Ventry. Barry Hardiman, Jeff Bennett, and Bridget McCarthy edit the program. The web producer is Mel Goh. Today's show was produced by Tom Bullock. The supervising producer is Sarah Oliver, and our senior supervising producer is Bridget Kelly. And today we bid a fond farewell to two colleagues, leaving us for new adventures in journalism, producer Tom Dreisbach and editor Jeff Bennett. You are scholars, you are gentlemen, and yes, you are kings of karaoke. We miss you already. I'm Rachel Martin.